Because when you end up in the ending of all things, you find yourself at the beginning, and it's all one thing. So let us say that you are being expressed as the thought of God. And therefore, God births that soul. Now that can be, I'm not going to clutter your mind because I don't like what conjures in your mind by walk-in. There can be basically a restructuring or a renewal or an experience that an established soul in expression can undergo. And it becomes a, quote, changed person. That is not a walk-in. Please, do not confuse these terms. Because if you do, you have the wrong idea or the identification of the term. A walk-in sounds really good. The body is there and it's exchanged out. One soul leaves, another soul enters. I don't think you understand what you're saying when you say, I am a walk-in. That usually will always indicate a dark energy, precious ones, because God creates renewed. God creates. The adversary is obligated by its mere existence of using that which is already created. So what most ones mean when they say, I am a walk-in, they actually mean I have a renewal of soul direction. I now know I am cleansed, I am whatever, I'm born again. I don't like that term either because that indicates something else in your vernacular today. A walk-in, is that possible? Yes, indeed. But you will already have a very weak soul trying to make lessons and trying to grow, forfeiting to a stronger energy, and it will always be presented as a lighted energy. It will always be a dark energy. You can't stop them from lying to you. You can command in the name of light or your own lighted soul that they back away from you and they are obligated to go. But they'll only go as far as you demand. And they're never away from you. It's a constant ongoing thing. But when you have a valid walk-in, it is possession, and it will be a demonic possession every time because they are the ones that must utilize what already exists. They have no ability to create. Now, they can stir up, and we often use the term, including myself, because it means something when I go create a loaf of bread. That means you build it. But what are you doing? You are building it from that which exists. So the adversary is stuck with dealing with that which exists. And it can move right into those astral planes, especially near your earth. You will have earthbound energies. These are limited souls in knowledge. And they will be drawn back to you because of two things. One, they do not necessarily know they are dead. They are still trying to remain attached to something they can't understand. They cannot participate in whatever is taking place, but they cannot sever that relationship. And this room is filled at this moment with these energies. Why? Because the guide energies will bring them to the source of knowledge. And through just this lecture, just this visible audio lecture, there will be an ability of many of those gods to reach through to the unknowing energy or soul that is in limbo land, not even knowing it has severed. It isn't quite severed from its relationship with this physical expression. It needs to come to its own balance with God, or it will linger. And I'm talking about the lighted community of God. I don't like to talk about hell because hell keeps rotating around you all the time. Hell is a term that simply means the absence of light or the absence of God. If God is absent from your existence, you are in hell. It doesn't matter where you're located or in what expression you are experiencing. You may end up in a place with fire and brimstone if that's what you're expecting. On the other hand, what you are ending up with is the greater the absence of the God infusion, the less peace there is in the soul. And it will be forever restless. And that's why you have so many, incredibly many unhappy people. Is because there is no peace in their life, because the soul knows the difference. And the consciousness is binding it. The soul is free to journey all it wants to. And there was a time in your own experiences, your own expressions, where you departed at will. Some can still do that. It's called a coma state. For whatever reason, if you have a living body and it shows any response whatsoever at any time in its existence, it is still attached to a soul watching it. It prefers to be there and not consciously here. And if you have a brainless body, it has no place to come back to. This is why you can have mental illness that literally does not destroy soul, but it has no ability to function in its lesson learning because there is damage to that house in which the soul must reside, and that is your nervous system, which is basically commonly spoken of as the mind. If you have brain tissue damage, there is nothing left with which to function. And at that point, you have damaged a part of the mechanism that will not replace itself. It doesn't know how, because you have taken that part of itself that allows its re-nurturing, its rebuilding, its regrowth. But it doesn't mean that if you have that part of regenerative knowledge left in your body, in your brain, that says, oh yes, you can rebuild that, and you can do that. These are the miracles that you witness. It will rebuild. It will regenerate. And these kind of miracles happen, and they happen all the time. And they're going to put them on the TV, you know, as the angels or whatever. And there are angels. And when you call upon them and you know they exist, they will save your fanny. That's what they're for. But it depends. It's like I have to back up and say, make a little point about what was read from Ray Ellen. Would a compassionate God allow this to happen to them? Where is your narrowness, my child? Would a compassionate God allow you to use everybody for your purposes? And until you, Ray Ellen, and all of you can get out of this self-centered me-ness and move over into the you-ness, and then move on into the whole of the we-ness, you're not going to make it. As long as everything in your structuring centers on what is happening to me. You are forgetting all of those people who trusted you, helped you, and now you're going to come back and blame God for not being compassionate, for not allowing you to do it unto more that very night. How could God not be compassionate toward them, trying to get more from someone? Better for someone else to come and say, well, if God were compassionate, He would not have allowed this to happen. So be careful what you demand and what you ask for, because at a soul level, it tattles on you. Would a compassionate God allow a child to suffer? Where are all your suffering children?
School.
Well, that's one answer. It was, however, not the answer that I wanted. They're learning, you know, to be able to get bad enough to need more compassion from God. Those little beings, if they bear soul, and that means conscious soul, and this could go on for truly eons, this discussion. It takes it out of the philosophical, all right, but it becomes harder and harder to believe that there can be functioning bodies around without an ongoing soul that will just make one passage through. But there are also bodies that will make one passage through for a given purpose, and it's a very, very old soul. And then, when you really try to comprehend it all, it's better to accept it and let it unfold. Because in the end, there's only one thing. Creator. There's just one. You are simply a part of it. And most souls will accept that responsibility, you see, to go and experience. So indeed, whatever your purpose is, you know it before you come here. You forget it. But you certainly at one time knew it. And sometimes it takes a very long time in the play to allow your soul to express through an entity in the physical form, and you basically will see to it that that is created for your needs. So, in other words, it's hard to say which came first, the chicken or the egg, because you will create the set of parents, for instance, that you need to produce what you need to function in the physical plane to make your play so that you can learn and move on. And once you get to the point in the physical plane where you know it all, where you inertly, innately, inwardly know it all, it's over. The game is over. And that's why you will also have the death experience where one comes right up to this line and suddenly knows what it's about. There's no way to explain it, and it would spoil your journey. And it's one of the pacts you make with God. I will not express that so that that other party can know what I know. Because knowingness is not knowledge learned. It is absolutely knowing. And it cannot be explained or defined any more than love. I just know that this is my time, and I'll try to explain it to you, dear, so that you don't suffer quite so much. And I'll even ask your permission to make this transition, because I am consciously aware that you need that. And I need to be released, because there is that part of me that holds to you. And once there is that permission, and at that point, the soul will not even listen to the lips of the person to whom the petition is made. It is making a petition to the mind and heart of that other person, and it will know when it has that absolution. Oh dear, yes, it's all right if you go. I'll just stay here and suffer the rest of my days. It knows that no, we haven't made it yet. But when the heart says to the heart, I need to go, and that heart responds in the loving givingness that is love, the needs are met. And that's why you must not cling to ones who truly are ready to go. And that's what happens so often with an earthbound spirit. The body will die. The spirit will often stay. It doesn't know where to go. It has been retained here.
Excuse me, Commander.
Stuck with the body it's in, or whether it's free to travel for better company, as she put it.
Can you repeat the question?
Are you talking about in this particular manifestation or later? I'm going to go, and I'm going later. I'm going to choose better next time. You can do that.
No, in this manifestation.
In this manifestation, no, you're kind of stuck with it. You can change it, but you never may go backwards. When one speaks of more suitable or better company, that indicates two things. One, I think I'm happy with what I am. That other one needs to change to be with me. Or you're going to have to change your own soul structure to be with that one. And that usually will indicate that you are farther advanced in your growth. And there is no going back. There is never, ever any happiness in going back. It doesn't mean that you have to sever the relationship. It means that if you try to unlearn, unknow what you know, there is no way to do it. And you will forever be meeting the needs of someone who is lesser, and you will never have the integration. It doesn't mean you can't live together, and it doesn't mean you can't change. And I like to put it, you can always negotiate, be it at soul level, or in an experience like you're facing here. But if you compromise that which you know to be, you will never be happy, because you will have lessened yourself. And that other one will not respect you for doing that. Because if you're holding on to something that you believe to be true, and you say, oh, well, suddenly, oh, well, I guess it was wrong. That can be a very wise thing if what you were clinging to actually was not real. But if it's God, and you say, I will deny God in favor of playing this game over here, that is a big, big error. And neither of you will be happy. Because that other one that turns from you because perhaps you are in tune with God will not respect you, because that one knows. That one knows. So I can't help you in that area. These are things, no, that soul will not go. Just pick another. It will go out of this dimension first. Now, and this has happened. Some souls cannot exist in this environment. Neither will they make that exchange. And very often you will find insanity, total lack of insanity. It will go, the mind will go, and just live in a different world. And it's better when that happens if the soul is allowed just to go into the other dimension to restructure and reprogram and replan. But I'm talking about true insanity. And very often, don't you know, a little schizophrenia is not always bad. But when you find somebody who thinks they are the Queen of England or something, and they tell you that, honor that. They are much happier being that Queen of England than being whatever they were. On the other hand, if you have an institution where you have what we would call a manic depressive, this soul, this mind is in hell. It's in terror. But if you have someone who just literally wants to play in another world, it's less pretend time. And who are you to spoil it? It has found its way of dealing with what is around it that it can no longer deal with. It doesn't mean that you don't try to help the infirm and the insane. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of half-crazy doctors out there treating half-sane people. And they both need to be institutionalized for their safety and leave them alone. But no, you're basically stuck with the soul you've got until you make transition. And you don't want to pick up these energies that are trying their best to inhabit again, these walk-in energies. And this is really hard for ones who become addicted. And you see, this is true of a Gunther Rosbacher. Anytime you can be hooked on a substance that alters the mind, you have lost control. This is why a bar is no place to go to try to lift your spirits. You lift a few spirits and imbibe them, and pretty soon you are covered with spirits. Because these are the energy forms trying to get through to express. And yes, indeed, some spirit forms will come back, some souls will come back to experience in that very format. It's part of the play. You, in your conscious form of human existence, will not know whether that soul is expressing as an old soul serving a role, or whether it is a lost soul trying to be found. And some old souls will express in that form to help their little student pull its way out into the light. So this is why God says, do not judge, because you don't know. And when one will tell you, well, a suicide, you are doomed to hell. How do you know, and how does that one who made that pronouncement know? You don't know the contract of that one. And if it is just to get out of responsibility, then it's going to pay its price, its penalty, with God and itself. And that's all it's about. You are God. In fragmentation, in the thought of God. And until you can do all the things in perfection and rightness to get back to that oneness, you're going to have to continue to experience and experience and experience. And even after you come back into the oneness, God has his old fragments that he can send out. And we're called the mop-up crew. And we stick around at the destruction of things like Atlantis. But you see, Atlantis was in the physical experience again. So all of you who were Atlantis people have gone on and experienced somewhere else to get enough information to get back down here and play this one. Oh, I know all about mopping up after those planets destroy themselves.
Right.
Well, usually it's just civilizations that destroy themselves. You've come a long way, baby. You can blow up your planet. So you think you've gained enough experience to help this one through. Well, my mission is not to save your planet, remember. I do have a partial mission working with other commands that if you blow it up in certain ways, we've got to evacuate all the soul beings. Because when you get to tampering with soul energy and the destruction of soul energy, then it's a no-no. But if you're just going to blow yourselves up, the soul can take off and be out there in limbo land, and the bodies can go ahead and be destroyed. But when you are talking about literal destruction or such damage to the prana energy of the soul, and you're now capable of it on this place, there are capabilities of doing that. Everybody has to be trained in our fleets to be able to lift you off. The body may not make it, my friends. Everybody says, oh, well, there'll be this big rapture, this big evacuation, and we'll just go body and soul. No, you won't. Number one, the ones of you who are going to have to do that are going to be bored out of your mind with the need to do that because you know better. And the ones that will appear to be dead will not necessarily be dead. Their souls will not be damaged in the transition where the body can't make it. Our thrust with our remnant is to get the remnant through that can make it body and soul. Because there is going to be a need for that, a need for the receiving of viable humankind that make it with soul intact. The soulless beings will not make it at all. They will be left to live in whatever environment they've created until they don't make it anymore. And the souled beings that are of negative evil, evil beings, will not be taken into the places of God. They will be left to either make it, separate out, and go to another place where, at that level. And yet, if their soul is in damage or being destroyed, it will be taken. Now, it's bad enough on your planet that almost all, there are few. And you know, when we're talking numbers now, we're talking infinite numbers that I cannot put a limit on. But most of the earthbound astral souls that are floating around your place have gone. They have been evacuated into places of security, because if you blow up your planet, they're near enough to the earth, they're in the earthbound plane, and they will be hurt. They will be damaged, and that's a no-no. So they are gathered and they are taken to protective places. Some will not go. Some refuse to go. That's how much attachment they have to the earth. So they will remain, and if you can salvage your earth, they will be okay anyway. And it's simply a matter of basically a physical pulling back of God thought into security. But because you are human and you express with things, in a dimension of things, you have to make that transition via things. Because you don't yet know better. But in every instance, an old soul, a recycling soul, is simply restructuring, regoing, redoing, rebuilding, re-experiencing. In a setting created by itself for its expression. And isn't it nice that you have a lot to go with you? Who are basically working on something of the same kind of a lesson. So that you can coalesce this creation or this thought and manifest your own experience. That's all it is. So when I can, as a teacher, get that through to you, not just so you can hear it and accept it, but know it and use it. This game is over. And we will make our evolvement so that there can be further expression. and you ones can decide what you want to do.
Sherry has another question.
If there's no other question, Hatan, we would appreciate your just simple clarification of your expression in some of the journals that I am Hatan. When he says, I am Hatan.
Well, that gets me in trouble in the courtroom.
Oh?
Yeah. But I'm going to answer it anyway. Because
you want to answer it off the
record? I have the same ability to express that you do. I am the same fragment of God that you represent. And does anyone notice the light in the room change?
Yes.
Brighter.
Yes.
Brighter, isn't it?
Yes.
Hatan is here. I am Hatan. And I don't need to wear a hat for that. I sometimes have to ask you to put on your dark glasses for that. And this is the first time that I have allowed Dorma to express or feel this. She's always recognized it. When Hatan shows up, everything backs off. Well, I don't mean to push everything out, but no dark energy will stand in my presence. I cannot express, and now you'll notice it will go down. I cannot express as God Hatan, the one light, and have the ability to work with any of you. You can even know it, but the mind in your physical limitation will not understand it or accept it. And the game must go on. And it must be handled in a way that you can understand, although just outside your reach of full comprehension. You can work with the commander, because you're going to meet commander. And I'm simply an expression of God thought as commander. Did I create myself to share with Commander? Yes, because we all create ourselves, and it's all from the same source. Now, are there bunches of gods? Yes, indeed. There are many ones who know how to create. But they will not be creating life on your planet because they know better than to do that. Creation is out there beyond your limits in this world. You might even know it exists, but you cannot relate to it in your form. The only difference in you and me is I know and you don't yet know. And I will use Sherry as an example, not because she did not say this, but let us say that anybody asked me the question she just asked me, and then they might say, well, I know better than that, or I knew that, or whatever. No, you didn't, or you wouldn't have asked me. And you must have thought, I know the answer possibly, or you wouldn't have asked me. And you might discuss that with Dorma, thinking that possibly Doris may have an idea about this, but you would not expect a direct answer from her because she's no more advanced than you. You are simply the same fragment of God projected out there, experiencing at a different level of understanding, of knowing. Whether that is a shield that has been put around you for any number of reasons, a limitation that you have set because you know that once you have removed that limitation, you're no longer in this environment anyway. We have all sorts of agreements as we come back for a mission or a purpose. And at some level far beyond what you can understand this moment, you create the environment in which you will experience. And therefore, to cop out of your own experience is very, very, very difficult. And we all must participate in the thought of the vision, or there are pieces missing. And you cannot have your play with pieces missing. Now, what is really missing is the correct script. Oh, yeah, we've got the script, we've got the Bible, we've got all of this stuff. No, you have somebody else's script that you feel like somehow you have to follow. Because you've forgotten that you're a creator and you will create what you want. And therefore, as Earthman in mass moves toward Armageddon or catastrophe, you have to understand that's because that's what they actually want. And there's not any of you in this room that if I made a prediction that there's going to be an earthquake in 20 minutes, aren't hoping there will be one in 20 minutes. That will somehow make me right, you right, and hot dog, we just devastated the world. That is because you are thinking beings, and you've forgotten that you can create. And you can create the end you want for this scenario. But how many will flow along and dump off on somebody else's dream? And in this entire experience where they had an absolute opportunity to create a different ending, simply because you change your mind and you like the catastrophe better than the other alternative. Because you can't really remember the other alternative. And that's why ones who, quote, are reborn or rebirth, or for whatever reason, they see beyond that into the possibility of that which can come. And you see, most of the time, this is why they will call it reborn in Christ. Well, unfortunately, man comes along and says, reborn, I am newly born, I am rebirthed into Jesus. You have right there limited your rebirthing process into the limitation of a man called Jesus. Not into the Christness without limit of what he represented and tried to tell you. Well, this old commander can sit up here in this chair, in this body, and manipulate her mind and her mouth and tell you how it is, and you still, until you know it, will not understand it or comprehend it. Although some part of you, the reason that you're in here is because you do believe me.
Commander?
Yes.
We have a young man here that has a question.
All right.
Okay, on the old tapes in the 50s and 60s, there was one called Monka. What happened to him? Or do you know?
Monka is from the third galaxy. And as Hatton, I don't do very much with Monka. Monka is a very, very high teacher from the angelic realms. He's also a commander, and I disagree with him on a lot of things, but you're going to find Monka still working with much of, quote, the New Age groups, and you're beyond that. You must understand that the New Age, or this time of moving into a New Age, is a destruction of your planet. Hear me, the destruction of your planet. It's perfectly fine if that's what you want, but you will find that it is the tool of the New World Order to suck you in to a one-world religion. And you must grow beyond religion into spirituality. And this does not in any way whatsoever lessen Monka. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. This is one of the most advanced and highest commanders that you're going to find. But you're going to find every facet of presentation on this place. And all will not grow at the same speed. And I'm sorry. This will be the biggest controversial thing that you're going to run into is when I make this statement. There are bunches and zillions of other commands, energies, teachers, and their purpose is different. Their purpose is different, and they will be working with the ones in a very limited way. And your responsibility is to grow beyond Manka and Hatom, Ashtar, whatever you want to call these energies. You see, your ghost is simply George in Greek. You're going to find different labels. Manka will not be known as Manka in most centers. You will reach a point of people on your earth that you recognize, and on your earth, Clinton will be recognized as Bill Clinton or whatever, because it's simply an identification. Out here where I live and I work, we have no labels. You just know by the energy pulse, the energy signature. Just as you will outgrow the need for a name and a signature or a bunch of numbers as they now code you, they will begin to, first of all, it's the fingerprint, the thumbprint, then it will be the voice print.
That's the end of this tape.